This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. You may enjoy them on us and get interactive there. You find something online you think's interesting, useful, fun, whatever. You think our listeners will like it, you post it to freetalklive.com, submit it as show prep there. And then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you have submitted. You get to vote on things, too, and vote the most voted up. Make it to the top and the front of the website over at freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
We've been talking about bullying, but coming back, after this bullying story, we'll get back to the Santorum issue, because he's a bit of a bully. He wants to tell everybody what to do and how to live their lives, and we'll get back to more of his comments. But, Nemi, at the very end of the last hour, you'd begun telling us about, a teenager who had gotten off of the school bus, and where was this? Do you recall?
This was in Naples, Florida.
Florida, okay. Yeah. So he got off the school bus.
There's young people in Naples?
Was chased by the, apparently was followed by a group of folks.
Well, it was a 14-year-old freshman versus a 16-year-old junior.
That could be a huge size disparity.
Let's see here. My scroll is not working. Based on findings from a two-day December hearing, the students who witnessed the events of January 24th, 2011, testified that several teens announced the fight on the bus, and the victim, the bully, the one who was bullied, got off several stops early in Golden Gate Estates. But before he did that, he showed a pocket knife to two other teens on the bus that afternoon. But what happened was he was accompanied by the bully, was accompanied by several students, followed him, then punched him in the back of the head. He tried to get away, but then stabbed the bully 12 times in the chest and the abdomen, and the bully died.
It's incredible. So there were people that were there to witness it to say that this guy, this bully, did strike first.
That's right.
Well, I think that force should be commensurate in a lot of ways, and I wonder whether a knife is commensurate to, what is it? How many stabs? 14 stabs?
12.
12 stabs is commensurate to a punch in the back of the head. I don't feel like it is, but I understand.
Is this person smaller, though?
I don't know. Were the bunch of people there to view it? I can understand how one feels.
Sounds like they were. I mean, usually, kids start chanting fights, and then they...
And nobody else jumped in to get stabbed, from the sounds of it.
Typically, that's the case, Mark, but in this case, the judge decided in the favor of the guy that did the stabbing.
And I think that's strong.
That says to me that this guy is outsized. I haven't seen the pictures of
him. We don't have pictures. Yeah.
Men. So
it's hard to know in this circumstance.
Bullies don't usually pick on people bigger than themselves.
Yeah, they don't generally.
Odds are good this was someone who's bigger picking on someone who is smaller. And when you've got a size disparity, then weapons help even the odds.
Indeed.
And
I think what bothers me the most is the number of stabs.
If you're going to kill somebody, you've probably got to stab them more than...
Maybe killing them wasn't the best idea.
I don't know, Mark, but if somebody has cause to stab me once and I don't want to get stabbed again, I can usually retreat. Stop what I'm doing. If I'm attacking someone and they're stabbing me, I do have the option of stopping.
I would. I don't know. I mean, it seems unlikely to me that the bully was going to kill this kid. And this is. It sounds like he used deadly force to me.
Absolutely, and that's the beauty, in my view, of the Stand Your Ground law and this ruling, because the judge did find that he had reason to fear for his life, and his use of deadly force was completely justified.
I've been bullied. In my life, I don't think that there would have been a benefit for the bully to be dead. I think that people learn from these. And I've done bullying, too.
I generally think you're right about that, Mark. But if you're in a situation where you're scared and you have only one option, and that is to lash out with a knife,
lash out with a knife.
Then you do what you can to protect yourself. I mean, we don't know what was going through this kid's mind. He was likely the victim of this bully in the past. Typically, bullying is not just a one-off occasion. It's usually a long-running...
I don't think that this should necessarily... I'm not looking for punishment for this kid, but I do think that there's... let's talk about how much force is necessary.
Well, they say, Mark, if you're going to... Like in gun training, they say that if you're going to pull a gun on somebody, you better be prepared to kill that person.
That's right.
They say
you're
prepared
don't shoot
to use
to
it, is what I generally hear them
you don't
say.
Shoot to, you don't, when you shoot somebody, you don't shoot to wound them. You shoot to kill them. That's what I've been trained. That's what that's common training.
That's true.
Do you think that pulling a gun in this circumstance would have been, you know, would have made sense?
Absolutely.
I think so. Absolutely. I mean, it's the same thing. It's an equalizer, just like a knife is, if not more so. The gun may have actually made it so the bully never would have started in the first place. The knife sounded to me like a last minute, you know, he was already under attack kind of thing and was trying to defend himself.
That's already within arm's reach.
I don't support violence, and I'm disturbed by the idea that the bully had to be killed in this way, but, you know, don't start fights.
Yeah,
that's right.
If you
live in a stand your ground state, you shouldn't go around doing things that can be mistaken as lethal force.
You know, and this situation could very well convince some kids in the future not to bully other kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. I tend to not think so. I don't think the death penalty is a very good deterrent for murder, for
well,
people
this
committing murder.
The death penalty. This
Justice. And I just don't think that you know, that criminals tend to be very well informed.
Why do you think people don't do as much violence in New Hampshire then? I think it's because criminals know if they do robberies in New Hampshire, they're going to come up against someone with a gun.
Yep, they could very well.
Robberies as well. Isn't a robbery when you use a gun on someone or use a weapon?
Yes,
to
robbery is when you rob a person.
Right, right. So the reason why you don't see those things happening is because burglars aren't, you know, they're not all stupid. They criminals aren't all stupid. They, and a lot of them are very, very aware of, you know, the potential consequences in the areas in which they operate.
Agreed.
Now, usually you hear, and you guys are both from Florida, so maybe you can confirm this rumor, that the news that you hear out of Florida is usually wacky. you know, crazy nuts.
They have that, there's people say that, yeah.
And I've been watching the reaction in Florida for many years now as they've instituted and had followed through with their Stand Your Ground law. And I think it's great. I love that it's here in New Hampshire because, you know,
it's new here, right?
It's very new here. It just went into effect on the 13th of November.
This was a bit of there was some controversy in jail.
Because of situations like this, you know, the borderline situations.
Well, right.
The ones where high school bullies are stabbed to death.
I think the major controversy is people are afraid it's going to turn into the Wild West. Whereas this isn't the Wild West. You know, if somebody's jumping you, why wouldn't you defend yourself?
Showdown at the OK Corral is what it sounded like, and the bully lost.
Well, even people in jail, some of the people in jail were concerned about this Stand Your Ground law because the viewpoint was that this could just make it so someone could claim, well, I was being attacked, and so I had to stab that guy to death.
It does have that feel. In this circumstance, there's all kinds of witnesses.
Make a difference here. But
I think it's a very interesting case in that way.
Right. If there hadn't been those witnesses there, then that young man may not have had a chance in court because then you've got a dead body on your hands and no one to, you know, you've just stabbed someone to death and no one saw what happened prior to that.
Right.
So what do you do then?
So
that's kind of a disturbing thing, which is why I think that de-escalation and trying to get away and escape those situations is obviously the best way to go about things. But if a bully has hit you in the back of the head, you're on the ground and he's coming back at you again, you know, you can't get away, then you can only defend yourself.
Yeah, and I don't think the state should punish you for that.
I just wonder.
And they didn't. Good for them.
And I'm not against defending yourself, Ian. I guess for me, the line here, what it sounds, you know, what I'm disturbed by is 14 stabs to this guy's body. I'm only disturbed by the number of stabs. If you slash the guy,
it's an animalistic thing, right? I mean, you're in that situation.
I think that that's what happened. Is like he, you know, to some extent, control was lost, and that's what disturbs me. I'm not saying that I wouldn't have lost control. I suspect I would have in that circumstance, but the control was lost.
Right. It could have been all the rage and pent-up frustration that this young man has been
experiencing.
Every
bully that has ever bothered this guy.
Right. So, you know, this is likely a history here behind between these two. This
certainly
probably did not
the strong message is here, kids, don't bully
that's
other
right.
kids. Parents, warn your kids about bullying other kids.
Better yet, parents, get your kids out of the government school system so they don't have to ride the bus with these a-holes.
Right. Now you're learning how, you know, kids, I always make the joke that kids, what are they learning in public school? How to cuss and knife fight? And apparently they are.
Yep, that's right. The toll-free number here tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL, CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, another bully, this one a much bigger bully, Rick Santorum, is going to tell us how he feels about the pursuit of happiness. And if you haven't heard this clip yet, it's definitely worth listening to give you some idea of who it was that won the straw poll last night with the, eight votes or something like that I heard, or just like a handful of votes is what he won by. 855-450-FREE, this is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books. listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you. Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, features like the mobile site. You can go to m.freetalklive.com and get quick access to our live streams and podcasts right there at m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Since you've been listening to Free Talk Live for any period of time, you've been hearing us talk about bitcoins. For some folks, though, the obtaining bitcoins has been a bit tricky until now. If you don't know what bitcoins are, you can go to weusecoins.org, find out. They're in sort of digital, online, anonymous internet cash. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. And it is fast and safe. I've gone through the process with the service, and I really appreciate it there. They also offer a complete bullion store where you can buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got the 24-hour customer service right there on their website. Just visit the site, click on the live support link at the top, see the crypto exchange banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue with you and your thoughts, and we go to Scott the Bigot calling from Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Emmy, and Mark.
Happy New Year, Marky and Mimi. How are you?
It's Nemi.
Nemi, how are you?
And I was well until you called, Scott.
Well, I want to
let
you know something.
This is your call for the week, by the way. I've decided that there's a new rule on Free Talk Live, and that is Scott the Bigot will have different rules.
You didn't discuss this with me at all. Go ahead, Scott.
How often am I permitted to call? I just want to know what the ground rules are.
As often as I feel like, which is at this time, I think I can handle you once a week.
All right, well, at least you're a gentleman.
Whether
you disagree with me or not, I'm going to say one thing about you, and I want
your audience
to hear
me. It's only because you're racist, Scott, that's all. Because I'm bigoted against racists.
You at least let me talk. It's a hell of a lot more than other talk show hosts do, where I may get insulted by them, and I get put downs by you. But the difference between you and them is at least you give me a chance to state my views. It's a lot more than other talk show hosts do. So
thank you for the fellatio. Now go ahead with
this is what I will tell you. It doesn't matter this election. The American people are stupid. And I'll tell you why they're stupid.
That's a good way to make a connection with folks.
It doesn't matter if they get a black president. It doesn't matter if they vote for Romney. Ron Paul is the best that America can do at the moment. That what they don't understand is this, and it's a very simple equation. They don't understand that whoever they put in the White House, it's the same old game, and that sounds vague, but this is how the equation goes. These leaders have to answer to Goldman Sachs, it's a known fact, and Bear Stearns, and APAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, and Jesse Jackson, and all of these black
Hispanic. Where's the corroborating evidence for this fact that the leaders have to answer to Goldman Sachs?
They have Goldman Sachs come to the White House. It's a known fact that many times Goldman Sachs officials go there and they give hundreds of millions of dollars to candidates, and they're bought and paid for. And the Federal Reserve that Ron Paul wants to abolish is essentially a private bank. It's what people don't understand is they think it's a national monetary system. It is essentially, in layman's terms, a private bank in private hands, and those private
hands. I don't care if it's in private hands or government hands. I mean, it gives the government, it's essentially a government bank, whether it's private or not. Nemi has a question, I think.
I do. It's kind of off topic, Scott, though. I'm really curious. When I listen to you speak, you tend to start slowly and then amp yourself up. And I just listen to you speak, and I wonder, this man is so upset, and I'm curious to know, what makes you happy in life?
Good question.
The thing that makes me happier in life, or what would make me happy in life?
Well, both. I'm more interested in currently, where does your joy come from?
Putting on a white hood, a little cross.
I don't have any joy. My joy in life is what I would like to see. I hate this government. I don't dislike it. I despise it. And the reason why I despise it is because it is infringed on every aspect of our lives.
Do you hate yourself, Scott?
No.
No? Okay.
Okay, so
I hate other people. Go on.
What is it that you do in your day-to-day life that sustains you and nourishes you and makes it continues you on in your quest? Is it hatred, or is there something that... How does this serve you?
If I'm fueled by hatred, I get up it's like a pain. Every day I wake up a lot of wrongs that I've had in life, which I don't want to discuss over the air, but let's just suffice it to say a lot of trauma, and I spend my life trying to even scores And if I can't even those scores, at least try to do the best that I can.
You know, that's it's sad. What I'm hearing there in that answer, Scott, is obviously we've talked to you over the years a number of times, and we've heard some about, you know, you. And I think Nemi's stumbled on an interesting question here today. But to focus on the wrongs that have occurred to you in the past, I think is really the wrong approach to life. I've had people do bad things to me in the past, and if I were to spend my time, you know, thinking about them and focusing on them when I wake up in the morning and trying to somehow avenge it or whatever, in any way trying to, you know, pay them back or whatever it is you're trying to do, then I wouldn't be focusing on the things that make the world better. I wouldn't be focusing on the things that make my life better. I wouldn't be focusing on positive things, on joy and love and making an effort mentally to focus on more positive things rather than negative things. And I realize you're awash in negativity, and maybe it's, you know, because of what you were taught when you were growing up.
It's a decision
up.
That he makes every day.
That's the point. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, you're choosing to be negative. And you're choosing to be angry.
No, that's the wrong term. It's not what I think every day when I get up. It's how I feel every day when I get up.
Okay, and I think that's why I'm coming to you with this question, Scott, because I think on a personal level I can relate to some of the things that you're saying in points in my past, because, I mean, everybody has their baggage, right? Things that have happened to them in life, and I worry about you as a person when I hear you call in and you're so angry, and hatred doesn't hurt the people that you want to get
exactly.
your retribution against. It's hatred and anger it hurts you, and it doesn't hurt anybody else.
I hear you talking a lot of times about the police. I have no use for the police whatsoever. All they are, is the way in my eyes that I see them, in my opinion, they're there to harass people.
Scott, that's one of the things we can agree on, but I think it's interesting you're refusing to address what Nemi's saying.
Well, that's okay. I can leave that as food for thought. And what I want to impart to you, Scott, is that the last couple of times that I've had the chance to talk with you when you've called in, I've asked you what you've gone out to do to challenge your beliefs and to meet other people. And I told you, I know that you know that I'm pretty new to doing this, so I want to relay my experience to you in that getting out and getting active with people, whether or not they share your views or if they're just new people, that is what is making me happy and bringing me joy now. So I wanted to impart that to you.
Generally, humans are social animals, and interacting with other humans can help bring positive feelings. Scott, you should try it. Thanks for the call. Let us know how it works out for you. 855-450-FREE. Or you can just stay at your mom's house and stay angry and focus on that. See how that gets you, where that gets you. Especially your health-wise, not going to be good for your health either. Free Talk Live.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now, because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. And speaking of SACL CAI, what's that mean, Mark?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. You can go check out their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI, their banner. As I said, they've been there for a very long time at the top of the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. Gene.
Hello, guys. Just wanted to make a few further observations about this last trip to China.
Okay, Gene, what happened on your trip to China? Has it turned into a delightful paradise of liberty and freedom?
Well, you know, we've gone through this in the past. It is definitely more free as far as economic freedom. You still do things in cash over there. You don't have the bank transactions monitored. You can start a business with less taxes and less regulations, but
Is that until you get successful enough, at which point then they pop in and say, oh, now it's time to pay the piper?
Well, they do have taxes and fees. There's no question about it. And if you get big enough, you wind up having to, pay off the local crook politician, for you.
Right.
So it's kind of that way over there. You've got to pay him. Not protection money so much, but some kind of a fee, or you got to take out the right people to the biggest dinners, and so that kind of stuff goes on over there.
Sure.
But as far as the government taxes and regulations, it's much better than here. Of course, political free speech is not tolerated. I was surprised at the amount of money people are spending in the stores. This is the one big impression that I made this time, is consumerism is going crazy in China, and the young people are nowhere near what the old people used to be. I've been going to China for 17 years, and I've seen changes that are just amazing. The 17 years ago, people saved their money. They were very frugal about what they bought. They didn't, they used their head more than they do now. Now the young people will go out and they'll only make 1 or 2 thousand RMB a month, but they'll save up their money for the month and then go out and buy some stupid handbag or Gucci this or that. You know, they go buy this brand name crap that costs them maybe half of their monthly pay to buy it, just so they can have the status of this stupid piece of junk. And it's just, it's really making a mess of the young folk in China because they are strictly wasting their money.
It makes me wonder if there's a bubble on the way. Usually those attitudes precede some kind of collapse.
Well, of course, real estate is still going through the roof over there, and I do expect that that's eventually going to have to stop because, you know, just like our bubble, it eventually bursts.
Can't keep going up.
Yeah, the commerce is booming over there. There's malls going up everywhere. There's cars all over the place that can't keep up with building enough highways and roadways fast enough for all the cars because people are buying cars. I did see my first. I always like to look at cars when I go to China because I'm, you know, kind of a car freak anyway.
Yeah, and but, you get to see cars that you wouldn't otherwise see here in the United States.
For the most part, they're the same cars, but there's more and more BMWs over there. About, I would guess, 1 in 10 cars a BMW as far as the private vehicles. I did see my first.
Well, what I noticed when I travel usually are these little tiny cars. That there's more countries have little tiny cars than the United States just doesn't have as many.
Yeah, China's not really going that way. They do have tiny cars. I even saw a couple of smart cars over there. But I did see a, not a Maserati, but a Lamborghini. And right next to it, these were parked, of course. I'd never seen these cars on the road, but I did see a parked Lamborghini right next to a parked Rolls-Royce. It was the Bentley.
Oh, my.
So there was a Bentley and a Lamborghini parked side-by-side at a nice hotel. But I have never seen those cars on the road. I'm sure they go on the road because, you know, they got to go from one parking lot to another. But
very good, Gene.
The number of cars is just amazing. And
so what was the takeaway, the big takeaway?
You won't see a car that's over 5 or 6 years old.
They just don't have, they just don't exist there.
Well, 5 or 6 years ago, people didn't own cars.
Right.
For the most
it's incredible,
part.
An incredible amount of change in such a short period of time. Mark, what was your question?
So what's your big takeaway from the trip this time?
Well, primarily the consumerism is destroying the youth over there. It's taking away all of their income. So they have nothing to save. They have nothing to invest. They're basically falling for the same crap that we fell for 30, 40 years ago.
And shiny baubles are very attractive.
Yes, it is. And it's really strange to watch it happening. Only over there, it's an accelerated movement because this change has happened in 17 years where it took us much longer than that to fall through that hole.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Gene, thanks for the observations tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL, CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. You know, somebody like Rick
Money is power. I'd like to point that in many ways, money is power in this world. And if you save your money, you're going to be better off than the folks that squander it. It's the old ant and the grasshopper.
Generally true, as long as the inflation doesn't destroy the value of the money.
You have to keep an eye on how you save it. I mean, are you going to save it in silver? Are you going to save it in bitcoins? Are you going to put it in commodities? You know, there's a lot of commodities that are predicted to go up next year too, so I don't know.
So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. I bet Rick Santorum would also be concerned with the way people are behaving.
Those young people and their rock and roll music and dancing.
And their birth control.
That birth control.
Except the difference between Rick Santorum and Gene the Christian Anarchist is that Gene is only going to try to persuade someone to behave differently, whereas Rick Santorum is going to use the force and the violence of government to attempt to change people's behavior. And he's going to explain here, why does he think the pursuit of happiness is damaging America? This is from an interview he did about 5 years ago.
And we hear this in abortion. I should be able to do with my body whatever I want to do as long as I'm not hurt. Or I should be able to take drugs and do whatever I want to do as long as I should be able to, whatever, particularly in the area of sexual freedom and personal issues. This is the mantra of the left, which is, I have a right to do what I want to do. And that is not the kind of freedom that our founders envisioned. It is not the kind of freedom.
Wait,
did he say
what?
The right?
What do you mean?
It's that it's a position of the right?
No, he says these are liberals.
Okay.
And, of course, it's not true. As we pointed out earlier when we played some of this in the first hour of the show, plenty of liberals support social controls like violent video game regulations and censorship of album lyrics and you name it. I mean, so there's all kinds of crossovers. So to just say it's one side or the
also,
other.
Also, the founders, to some extent, he's right. Some of the founders certainly were very totalitarian in their social aspects. Others, on the other hand, didn't believe that at all.
I just don't understand where anybody has any right to tell anybody else what they can and can't do in their bedroom.
It's for the good of a society, according to people like Rick Santorum. He has a vision, see, for what society should be like,
yes.
And he wants it
centered
molded.
Around the family.
Right, he wants it molded to what his vision is, and nothing else is of value.
He's supported sort of these welfare reforms that involved forcing people to get married and things like that. I mean, he's not forcing, I shouldn't use the term, but incentivizing people to get married in order to get their welfare benefits. The welfare benefits, I shouldn't call it theirs because it's not. The welfare benefits. You know, and I find this overemphasis on the family to be disturbing because sometimes families really, really stink.
Right. Well, remember, it's only his vision of the family.
I mean, his family's probably great, and I hope that it is.
Oh, please. You know, somebody like this has all kinds of messed up factors with
their family
life. I
don't know anything about what's going on with Rick Santorum, but,
usually people who are... I don't know anything either, Mark, because I don't know the guy, but usually when it comes to the most seriously loud and boisterous people that support a particular antisocial viewpoint... that, you know, and this guy, and when I say antisocial, I mean he's anti what other people are doing with their social life. Usually it's because they have some sort of deep-seated issue.
Hang like, up themselves. I'm inclined to agree.
Yeah, like the guys that rail against gay people end up being closeted gays, for instance. 855-453. It wouldn't surprise me if Rick Santorum had a secret meth habit. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. In fact, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there at shop.freetalklive.com, and then pretty much anything you buy at Amazon, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's a really simple concept. Shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping taken care of. You don't have to think any further about it. It's just whatever you buy. New items, used items, Amazon, the links are right there. Shop.freetalklive.com. It gets you the stuff you're looking for. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their items. It's Amazon. You're familiar with them. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. We're playing an audio clip here from a video that is online. It's called Santorum, Pursuit of Happiness Harms America. It's from an interview he did on CN8. Still not sure what CN8 is, but he did it on a show called Night Beat. They were talking about being a conservative, and of course he is railing against the liberals and how those liberals think that you should be able to live your life however you want so long as you don't harm anyone else, which is actually a liberty viewpoint, not a liberal viewpoint. At least maybe it's a classical liberal viewpoint, but it's certainly not the liberal viewpoint of today, because liberals of today in many cases agree with people like Rick Santorum on the war on drugs. Many liberals support, so-called liberals, support the war on drugs, and they also support censorship and, you know, all kinds of other social controls. So, he's not being...
So they're social controls.
Yeah, he's not being very honest in his positionings here of what he's saying, who stands for what. But a little more from Rick Santorum. This is the guy who... I said he won earlier to the Iowa straw poll, and he did not. You checked that, Mark, during one of the breaks. It was apparently Romney who won the straw poll.
By eight votes.
It was really, really close.
So apparently your vote does count in some instances. We continue here.
It makes up a society that is devoted, as the subtitle of the book says, to the common good. But it isn't the notion of working for the common good. If a liberal we're talking about, people should spend more time working for the common good, wouldn't they be accused of being kind of a little pink, a little socialistic? No, not at all.
I think that was a good question on the host part there. Basically calling out Santorum as kind of a commie for making a statement like that. But ultimately, who decides? Because certainly both sides use terms like the common good. And, well, everyone has their own perspective on what's good, right? So I have my perspective on what's good. Like, you know, I think peace is good. I think that people not hurting other people is a good thing. Someone like Rick Santorum thinks it's good to force other people into whatever belief system that he has and shove it down their throats. He believes that's good. So it's always interesting to ask, and whenever somebody cites the common good, well, who decides?
Right.
Which of us fallible human beings will be able to decide what is good for all?
The ones who've read the book that Santorum likes best.
Yeah. So that's really what it comes down to, is what Santorum thinks is good for people may or may not be good for people, right? And the idea of having everyone have the same perspective, that everyone should have the same viewpoint, that everyone should be coming from the exact same set of beliefs, is absolutely insane. It's just psychotic to
believe
that
they could be forced.
True. Right.
You know, to join, to come around, to see the light.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever genie was in whatever bottle, if the genie was ever in a bottle when it comes to sort of social issues, it can't be put back in. Sorry, Santorum, your solution that gay people should just stop being gay? That's not going to work.
Well, you could always execute them, Mark, like they did, you know, in Nazi Germany.
You know, I mean, it's about where it's just too far gone.
Right. It's insane. I mean, it's insanity. It is because the world is full of contrast, and that's what makes it so great, because there's all kinds of differing viewpoints and people of different perspectives and beliefs, and we all get to live together and experience that contrast and then decide for ourselves what we want based out of that. So someone like Rick Santorum sees behavior he determines to be unacceptable. Rick can choose, and others who see behavior that's unacceptable, to talk to those people, to ostracize those people, to move away from those people, but it's never appropriate to force those people into the behavior which you think would be appropriate for them, and nor will it ever work. It's not only not appropriate to do that, but it's also ineffective, and in many cases has the opposite of the intended intentions, as we've seen so many times with the war on drugs, creating newer and more dangerous drugs and putting people at greater risk of harm because of the existence of the war on drugs, because of people like Rick Santorum trying to force their particular viewpoint on others, and they just don't understand that it's impossible. It is a fool's errand to do these things, but yet they continue.
One of the things that I think is clear in our founding documents, the definition of liberty as our founders understood it was freedom with responsibility. Well, responsibility to who? To themselves? No. It was a responsibility to others. It was responsibility to your family, but not just your family. It was responsibility to your neighbors and to your country. And we've sort of lost that edge. We have a whole society that is you've heard the me generation. If it feels good, do it. Just do it. It's an entire culture that focuses on immediate gratification and the pursuit of happiness and personal pleasure. And it is harming America. I mean, look at the rampant rate of divorce brought to us by the left.
It's harming America.
The rampant rate of divorce is brought to us by the left.
See, this is the defense. Conservative marriages are just working out
great. This is the defense of marriage that really bothers me. Look, I'm all for good marriages. I'm all for people's marriages working.
Happiness.
Right. Rick Santorum is interrupting
me. Yes, he's very rude.
You should just shut up.
He just wants you to agree with him, Mark.
I'm all for marriages. But there are lots of bad marriages out there, and I don't think you should just stay in them for no good reason. And frankly, if you get out of one for a bad reason, what's the big deal? Now, I'll admit, if you've got kids, that's not so great, but what are you going to do about other people's kids? Really? What are you going to do about them?
Mark, marriage is sacred. It's a sacred bond.
Then why the hell is the government involved? This incredibly inefficient organization created by man, why is it there to tell people how they can live and how they can't?
Because we need the government to decide for folks what is right and what is
wrong. I thought it was sacred. Let's have God do that.
Well, the government is God.
That really is what it comes down to. The government has usurped God. And for many of the Christians, in my opinion, Pharisees in this country, the fact is that's what they believe now. They have slipped into a new religion where America and God are sort of one. Where Rick Santorum thanked God last night for his result. I mean, if God wanted you to win, you would have gotten all the votes. I mean, what kind of nonsense is this? God didn't want you to win. It was your ground campaign and frankly, some luck of the other candidates going soft. I God didn't want you to win. If he did, nobody would have got a single vote.
To me, because I'm not religious at all, anyone who comes out, God, I automatically, I get very defensive because mm-hmm. it feels to me that they're, I hesitate to call them evangelical because you can be passionate about something and forceful about your opinion and not necessarily be an evangelical. But it's still, especially in the realm of politics and government, it really, really scares me. Because that's one of the most basic belief and faith and conscience. And for this guy to come in and say his takes precedence over mine.
It's his belief.
You'll do it my way.
That's right. I don't go around telling people what they can and can't do, or if they can take birth control, or they need my permission to take birth control. What a bunch of crap! I don't need that guy's permission.
And to lay it on the founding fathers' doorsteps, when these guys had a bunch of different opinions, one of the reasons they created a governmental system which worked as poorly as the United States government does, and that's what it's designed to do. It was designed to be difficult to get laws through. Frankly, I think it wasn't designed poorly enough.
Clearly, they are getting plenty of laws.
They've been plenty successful, but to some extent, they just circumvent what it is that they mm-hmm. do. I mean. But as the case may be, to lay this at their footsteps, that's just it's not fair. Some of the founding fathers certainly were probably they make Rick Santorum look like a liberal.
Yeah.
Even as far as how prudish they were?
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about plenty of real prudes.
But at the same time, you got people like Thomas Jefferson having sex with one of his slaves, Ben Franklin was a womanizer, and all that other stuff.
Indeed.
So there you go. Rick Santorum, he is the guy that did... I guess fairly well in the election last night in Iowa. Mark, your prediction is he's not going to do well in New Hampshire.
I don't see how
me either.
Yeah.
But didn't he come out of nowhere in Iowa too?
Somebody had to fill the gap.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially every Republican got their bump along the way, and Santorum's bump came right before. I said all along he makes the most sense. He's the most conservative candidate.
You mean for Republicans?
For Republicans.
For crazy people that want to control others. 855-453. The other Republicans that are sane voted for Ron Paul, of course. We're coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.